Yeah.
There goes your ED stuff right there.
Listen, I was making a joke. I guess it didn't come across that way. Mikey show.
Yeah, I just heard the bit about that springboard thing. We should turn around and do something and make a T-shirt with Boston Rob standing over it, and you can sell the things. If he's making a joke saying that they want to cancel them, they're calling cancellations. We should turn around and make money over it.
Exactly. There you go.
All right, man.
Thank you. Mikey show. Was that the most horrifying looking contraption you've ever seen in your life? It sounded
brutal. Yeah, just the noise freaked
me out. The noise was scary. Holy cow.
But for them to dream up something like that,
yeah,
fantastic job.
Oh, let me tell you.
They got it together up there.
Jay is real good.
It's incredible.
See, I came to him a couple of months ago and told him that I wanted to do something like this. And he goes, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. And he said, how bad do you want it to be? And I said to him, I go, not bad, dude. I mean, I wanted to, you know, get him, but I don't want to, like, make it so he can't have kids.
Right. Well.
And then he brings this thing in, and it looks medieval.
It was.
It was, right?
It's the baby killer.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're not going to go that far with you, Ashley, but people are in the building instant messaging me things that we should do for punishment if you're not good at the pop culture trivia. So we'll have to go over some of these. B-Rob, are you all right? How you hanging in there, buddy?
I'm good.
Yeah. I hope we didn't leave any permanent marks. What happened to Brandon Vera?
I just talked to the lady that set it up through the UFC. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're not very smart. He's in Los Angeles.
Oh.
And I guess Brandon Vera's manager screwed up. And so they're checking to see if he's coming back today because I said, well, we're going to be here. So they're checking to see if he's coming back today or tomorrow morning to be on the show for us.
Kobe from Papa Roach will be calling in, is the word on the street.
Cool.
Playing The Rock Before Christmas, which I tease a lot, but is a good show.
Oh.
I tease because I care.
Kernels is back with questions.
Oh! Oh!
They're not.
Thank you, Kernels.
Here we go.
All right, Ashley. Are you ready?
Oh. Yeah.
I'm nervous.
Oh.
We're going to do a little pop culture quiz with Ashley.
That's my forte. Come on, guys.
Since when?
I love pop culture. That's like what I know.
Well, guys know whenever I give my little news teases, she's always like the first in there going, what happened? What happened? Tell me. She loves this stuff. I don't doubt that.
I have 9 questions. She's got to get 5 out of 4. Or, no. Yeah, she's got to get 5 out of 9.
Right.
Correct?
Okay.
That sounds right. Hotline's ringing, so we got to get her on that. We're expecting Kobe from Papa Roach to be calling in. So that might be him. Anything on that, Eddie? No?
No.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
This is pop culture. In which Rocky movie did Sylvester Stallone fight Mr. T? In which Rocky movie did Sylvester Stallone?
Sean.
You see that look on her face.
She can't even get the question.
I know, because you see on her face.
I haven't even seen any of the Rocky movies.
Wow.
How could pop culture...
That's a problem.
You said that pop culture was your thing.
Well, not from like 20 years ago, pop culture.
I thought it was your bread and butter, baby.
On the table.
Yeah, recent when I was like, when I'm here, like older. Okay, Rocky 6.
That's incorrect.
Okay.
One down.
On what show...
It was Rocky 3.
Yeah, it was Rocky 3.
Okay.
On what show is the recently outed Neil Patrick Harris currently on?
How I Met Your Mother.
That's correct.
Very good.
See, and she is proving her point. That is from now. That's a current thing, so she gets it.
Yeah.
Shouldn't she have said then that my forte is current pop culture?
Yeah, but she didn't say that.
Yeah.
Well, I was kind of put on the spot, Eddie. If I had more time to think,
Just like
if B-Rab had more time to think of who he'd want to live with, maybe he would have said me.
Well, so if I had more time to think of who I'm going to, then I would have said Kermit.
Anyways,
we could ask a question about Studio 54. That was pop culture in the 70s, and it would work.
Sure.
All right, Ashley.
Yes.
Who did Carrie Underwood beat in the finals in her season of American Idol?
Is that current enough for you?
Yes, it is. I just need to make sure that I know. I'm going to go ahead and say Bo Bice.
That is correct.
Yes.
Question number four. What movie won the Academy Award for Best Picture last year?
Crash.
You are correct. She's better at this than B-Rod.
That's how it is when you're the expert of something that you say you're the expert of. You get everything right.
Hey.
That's a nice feeling.
She's allowed to do that. She can.
No. Let me clarify.
She walks the walk and talks the talk.
Never claimed to be an expert.
Talks the talk and walks the walk.
He does.
Thank you.
What more do you want?
I still wouldn't live with her.
Ty.
No.
Well, don't worry. I've changed my views on that too, my friend.
Hey. Eddie's lovely fiance is here.
Mama D.
Oh, did she bring
Hello.
She makes the greatest treats.
She's the sweetest. Go around and give your man a big smacker. A big smooch.
Not a kiss.
Smack. Yeah.
No.
Wait, you just smacked her.
All right.
Smack her.
Ashley, you ready?
Yes.
Sean.
He did.
All right.
It was a little one of those
two. We got it, dude.
It.
Ashley.
Yeah.
What's the name of the song by John Bon Jovi featured in the movie Young Guns 2?
That's not her forte.
What?
The question was, what is the name of the song by John Bon Jovi featured in Young Guns 2?
Okay, well, I've never seen Young Guns 2. Don't even really know what that is. I'm just going to go with my favorite Bon Jovi song and say... Living on a Prayer.
Mm. That is incorrect. The song was Blaze of Glory.
Never heard that song before.
It's a good one. What a great song, huh?
Yeah.
Eddie, you remember this one?
Absolutely.
Wake up in the morning and I raise my willy.
Okay. Don't lip sync to Sean. Eddie, don't lip sync to Sean.
I don't want it.
Because it makes him uncomfortable.
I don't like it.
Especially when you...
There he goes.
It's really weird.
There you go, Eddie. Come on, get it.
Yeah.
Great song.
Great song.
Love Bon Jovi.
I hate it when you sing it, though.
Oh, you're rude.
Are you ready, Ashley?
Yeah.
You're demonstrative.
Hmm?
Oh. You're a monster.
Hello, monster.
Not weird.
What is the name of Kiefer Sutherland's character on the show 24?
Jack.
Need a full name, please.
Come on, get this, Ashley.
Yeah. Oh, no.
This is an important one.
Jack. Somebody with a K. Jack. Oh.
Russell Terrier.
No, you didn't.
That's ridiculous.
The Ripper.
And the Beanstalk.
Brutal.
God. That's ridiculous. Jack Croft?
Frost.
That is incorrect.
Croft.
Close enough.
Sky, yeah, that doesn't make you mad.
It's Jack Bauer.
Oh, she should have known that.
That means she's gotten three right
Brain
and three
fart.
Wrong.
Uh-oh.
Brain fart.
Jack O'Lantern.
Shut up. Oh, I should have gotten that one. Damn.
Jack you up.
Stop.
I almost said something else.
Yeah.
Oh, I got nervous.
Eddie.
I thought that's where you were. That's nice to
go. I kind of did. I thought you were
like, whoa, dude.
I knew you wouldn't say such a thing.
I did
oh,
too,
get
Mike.
Out of kiss ass.
All right. Ashley?
Yes.
Name three actors who have played James Bond.
Stupid question.
I really yeah, hate apparently. Your question.
The faggy
Again,
question.
I've never seen a James Bond movie. I couldn't even know where to start. Faggot! I don't know how that...
Why would you
don't
say
know
that?
How that, right?
That is not the answer.
Rude.
Didn't apply.
I didn't say that. Sean
you
said
can't
that.
Name
how
one?
Could that be?
I know, like, I know the guy that was in Mrs. Doubtfire that played the other one. That actor played James Bond one time.
Yeah.
I don't know his name.
Credit.
And that's the only James Bond that I'm aware of. Although, was Val Kilmer? No, he was Batman.
Oh, no.
I don't know, boy. Mikey.
Sorry, Ashley. Let me give them to you. Sean Connery.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Mm.
Roger Moore. George Lazenby, Timothy Dalton, Pierce Brosnan, and now Daniel Craig.
Okay. I don't know.
You need only get these next two correct to pull out a victory.
Okay.
Who is the voice of Princess Fiona in the Shrek movies?
Cameron Diaz.
Correct.
Nice.
Oh.
Ashley, it comes down to this.
Oh, no.
It comes down to this, Ashley. What is the name of Tom Cruise's character in the Mission Impossible movies?
Oh, I love her face.
Yeah, yeah. Instantly, like, it's like, annoyed. That's the stupid, like, oh, really? You might as well ask me how many rocks are on the moon. Like, it's impossible to know. It's impossible to know.
I have never...
Tom Cruise doesn't even know.
I don't... I've never seen any Mission... I don't like action movies.
How are you a pop culture expert? You don't... You've never seen Star Wars. You've never seen Mission Impossible.
Right.
Okay,
you've never seen Rocky.
Rocky, get him out of here.
May I say Bo Bice again?
My bad.
I have no clue.
Ethan Hunt.
Ethan Hunt.
Ashley.
You lost.
You lost the pop culture quiz. I will give you some choices.
That was close, though. Much closer than B-Rob.
Well, way
so
to
I'm
suck
happy.
It up on your thing, too. You still lost.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Oh, no.
I'm going to give you some choices, Ashley.
Yeah.
And you can pick which one you would like to do as your punishment.
Ah!
You know what we should do, too? Hmm. I mean, I don't know, we make it count, but maybe we should let listeners vote on these.
Absolutely.
You know what
Good
I mean?
Idea. Yeah.
They can come up with their own ideas.
They come up with their own ideas, but I'll give you these, and then maybe you can, you know. Here's what we have. These are from IMs from people here in the Clear Channel building. Mm-hmm. You can wear a T-shirt that says, "My dad sucks."
Oh!
Oh!
No!
She would never.
It's pretty
well,
bad.
Unless we
it's pretty bad.
That you were referring to the San Diego dad, I'd be happy to wear that shirt.
We would have to say, "Oh, my real dad." What if you had to? If you had to wear a T-shirt that
that's
said that?
Terrible.
I would. I would cross.
Terrible.
No.
I wouldn't do it.
No
way.
You okay? So that's one choice. Here's another choice. You ready?
That.
Your other choice is, out in public, hold a sign that says "Honk if you think I look dumb."
Oh,
brutal.
Awful.
That's a choice.
Awful.
That's a choice.
Worse.
That's a choice.
Solid.
Suck.
Another choice is out in public, dress up as a baby, suck your thumb, and let B-Rob push you around in public in a red wagon.
Oh, yeah.
I love that one.
That's ridiculous.
I love that one.
That's ridiculous.
Or, here's another one.
Ooh.
You could do something that isn't true. Like, you would have to hold a sign that says, I have to, out in public, I have to hold this sign for using the N-word.
Oh,
oh my God.
That's terrible. No.
No, come on. She could get hurt that way.
Ah, yes, the voice of reason.
It's true. Skyping is a great point.
So stupid.
Well, seriously.
You would have to pull a prank on Shauna, like a prank call.
Oh.
Or you would have to study hard and interview an important guest.
Oh, that's a punishment for us.
Yeah. I would love to do that.
No. And the guest.
No.
Should we take calls from people and see which ones of those they like?
Sure.
Mikey Show, did you hear the choices?
Yeah.
Which one did you like?
I like the one where holding up the sign that she has to... That she has to hold the sign for the, because she used the N-word.
Mm. Hold okay. up a sign that says, I have to hold this sign for using the N-word.
All right, but if I get shot, y'all feel guilty.
Well, I mean, for probably like a week or so.
No. Not very long.
Okay.
Mikey Show, did you hear all the choices?
Yeah, I have one.
Go ahead.
Tell her to shut the hell up for the rest of the show.
She couldn't do it.
No.
And your face, girl, on the phone. You can't control it.
Oh, my God.
Mikey Show.
That was awful.
Mikey Show.
Hi. I was...
Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, this is Pool Caribbean. I have a suggestion, if I may.
Go ahead.
Well, since B-Rob went through all the pain, go to PetSmart, get one of those dog shock collars, and hit her with that.
Mm.
That sounds awesome.
Hit Ashley up with a shock collar.
Why would you do that?
Mikey Show.
Okay, I just got out of class. What happened? Why is she in trouble?
She did it. She said she when we were doing trivia for Boston Red Sox with B-Rob, she piped up and was making fun of him and said that she would be good at something she knew about. We said, what do you know about? She said, pop culture. We just gave her a pop culture quiz. She got 5 out of 9 incorrect. Mikey Show.
I hate you, lady on the phone.
Mikey Show.
Hey, what's up, T1 Taylor?
Which one do you like?
Yeah, I think we should go with the baby outfit in the red wagon.
I agree. That's hysterical.
Yeah, that is.
That is pretty good.
But we need to get pictures and put it on the website, though.
Duh.
All right, we'll take one more call. P1 Gary.
Hey, baby outfit with B-Rod pulling her around. That's the best.
I love
Guys,
that.
I think it's a baby outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
We put her in a baby outfit.
Come on.
She's got to go out in public, suck her thumb, and B-Rob gets to pull her around in a little red wagon.
I love it.
It's pretty brutal.
That'll be great.
Dude.
So, Eddie, you want to introduce the people that are here?
Sure.
Who do you got? Who we got here?
We have Lenny. He's the owner, proprietor of Mangia Bene. In El Cajon and brand new store in Chula Vista.
There you go.
Providing lunch today.
You opened up a new store?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, and it's, where did you, Eddie, what did you say? It's where?
The first store is in El Cajon. Second store is in Chula Vista.
There you go.
On 3rd Avenue.
Congratulations on
Thank
that.
You.
Cool. Smells great.
Yeah, we've had the food from Mangia Bene before, and it's very good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you're the owner.
Yes.
How did you, what does that mean? What is the store?
Well, no. What is, a lot of people, basically.
No. I mean, Mangia Bene. What does that mean?
Well, eat good.
Eat good. Oh, very nice. And what kind of stuff is it? What kind of Italian? Like, if you were describing it to somebody.
Well, we have a little bit of southern and northern. We have the basics like lasagna, spaghetti. And then we have a little bit higher end stuff like chicken piccata, chicken marsala, rigatoni fa diablo.
Oh. We have a lot of. Oh, that sounds good.
Yes.
I brought today.
We have a lot of samples of Sky saying some of the names of some of her favorite Italian items. Sky, what are some of your favorites?
Tavoy, Estinar, Curare.
That's a good one.
I think that's the number three.
That's the number
Anita,
three.
No te rajes.
That means that Anita doesn't like the red sauce.
Yep.
Mohammed Ibrahim Fuad El Shaway.
That means that Mohammed Ibrahim is very full.
Shaway.
Okay.
Shaway. Yeah.
Yes,
he's full
in Italian.
And you Shaway.
Popal?
Oh, I have no idea what that is.
Now she's speaking in tongues.
Yeah,
now she's
just,
yeah.
Crazy.
Now she's just babbling.
Honey baked.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for doing that. Very nice of you to bring that in here.
My pleasure.
Very, very nice.
Delicious. So of course, the El Cajon store on Main Street. Swing by there. It's awesome.
Very cool. Here's what we're going to do now. The purpose of doing the 28-hour show is to introduce people who do not normally get to hear us. Maybe they don't listen. Maybe they listen to the Missy show, or maybe they listen to the BC and Clint show. Maybe they listen to the Greg Stone show, but they don't get to hear the Mikey show because they're not aware of it. That's why we do this, to expose other people at different times of the day to the show. And so we want to give you a sample of what we do on the Mikey show. This is a bit that we do called Tough Love with Eddie.
The most in-demand thing there is.
That was just a dream I had.
Nightmare, you mean?
Well, no, dream. A beautiful dream.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I may. If you're new listening to the Mikey Show, you're probably going to be surprised to be hearing this on a rock station or a talk show. Because it's so serious.
I think Sky has a something there. I think when Martin Luther King was talking about having a dream, I think this is what he was referring to.
I don't think there's any doubt.
People being able to speak truthfully, honestly.
People helping other people, regardless of their race, regardless of their age, regardless of their religious backgrounds.
How dare you tie Martin Luther King Jr.'s name to your tough love segment?
I think they go hand in hand, Sky.
Oh, my.
How dare you, Sky, like an angel of death, stand between a hurting person and healing?
Thank you, Mike.
Well, if somebody was actually doing some healing, then I'd get out of the way.
I believe that's what we're right about to do.
Maybe she needs to listen.
It's an advice segment with my best friend, Eddie.
All right, we'll see.
Our first letter reads, Dear Eddie, I need some help bad. I live with my girlfriend, Krista, and I'm miserable. I love her so much, but she treats me really bad. She's cheated on me with my cousin. And breaks up with me all the time. Every time she breaks up with me, I think it's because she wants to cheat. Then, after she has her fun, she comes back to me and I forgive her and I take her back. The worst part is, I want to marry her. And my parents don't want me to because I'm Asian and she's not. Do you think she'll change? Is it even worth it since my family is already upset? That's signed P1 Nomo in Normal Heights. Eddie?
Dear Nomosexual. Dude. The worst part is not that your parents don't want you to marry her. I think the fact that she bones your cousins and breaks up with you all the time has that trumped.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's just me, though, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. To quote a famous UC Chargers PhD, love you, I'm out.
Yeah, I know who that is.
You know, I know very famous.
Yeah, I know who that is. That was Junior Sam.
There it is.
There it is, yeah.
Very famous. Leave this trash can, okay? I mean, seriously, these emails never cease to amaze me. It's always like, Eddie, my chick removed my testicles with a melon baller, but I really love her. What are you, Farrah Fawcett in The Burning Bed? Julia Roberts in Sleeping with the Enemy? Jodie Foster in Maverick?
Are you thinking of The Kiss?
No, I meant Maverick. She sucked in that. I mean, she was god-awful. Seriously. Could have said Flight Plan, too. It was brutal.
Okay.
Listen, don't be Jodie Foster and Maverick, bro. I mean, be strong, okay? Be Robert Duvall in Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
Be one of the Coreys from The Lost Boys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Be Shaquille O'Neal and Kazam.
Wait.
Just quit being so gay. Man up and kick her out.
Oh, wow.
Tell her to try not to have sex with your uncle on the way to the parking lot, okay? Dirty freaking pirate hooker. Hey, be Ron Burgundy. That's what I'm talking about.
Wait, yeah, this guy's Asian. He can't be Ron Burgundy.
Fine. Be the sushi chef and Kill Bill or something. I don't know. Something, whatever. Don't be you.
Not wow. Nice at all.
Let's heal someone else now.
Oh, no God. One was healed there.
Glad I could help. No mo.
Our next letter reads, Dear Eddie. Okay, all right.
What?
Eddie made the Kill Bill
sushi
guy.
No mo.
Comment.
No mo.
I don't think he needs any more.
Next letter reads.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Dear Eddie, hey man, I'm in a real bind. I just lost my job and I have no idea how I'm going to pay the rent. My girlfriend is probably going to leave me too. She's furious that I lost my job. It's the fifth job I've had this year alone. I get fired a lot. I don't know why. I don't think I'm an ass, but everybody I work with seems to hate me. I admit, I do come and go as I please, and I show up late a lot. But I get my work done. In fact, I think I outwork everybody while I'm there. I sometimes get in trouble. Because I goof off, too. My last boss called me attention-starved. Bottom line is, Eddie, I need a job. Got any hookups? Thanks, bro, signed P1 Hijack in Oceanside. Eddie?
That sounds pretty familiar. Dear Terrell Owens.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I'm not really sure why you're calling yourself Hijack, T.O., but I know it's you. Maybe it's because you hijacked the media's attention by trying to commit suicide every week. And the reason you get fired, T.O., is because you're a jackass, okay? If you just go out and play football, you'd be fine. But calling out your quarterbacks, calling them gay, popping 36 pills just to remain in the media spotlight, it just doesn't fly around most NFL camps.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now, Sky, I mean, I personally don't remember Bill Parcells saying, you know, you were attention star per se, but I dare him hear him say like, some other things.
Uh-huh. This is going to be over real quick.
Oh, right, yes, he did.
I don't
yes, he said
any
it.
Of this. Anything else, folks? I'm leaving.
Thank you, Bill.
That was Bill Parcells.
Listen, T.O., now, you're probably on your way out of Dallas, and we all know it, and I'm sure you'll end up as a backup wideout in the CFL someday and probably have to play naked or take a dump on the 50-yard line to get attention up there. Here's my suggestion. Get a refill on that prescription that you had and finish what you started. That way we can get back to hearing about the game I love, football.
First of all, we do not recommend suicide.
I think we should move on to the next letter.
For T.O., we
tough
do.
Tough love, tough love.
Honestly, that was not T.O.
It was tough love.
Clearly.
Was tough love.
Help or address.
Was tough love. Was tough love. It was tough love.
For T.O., who
right.
didn't even write
Glad
in.
I helped. Yeah, it was him.
Our next letter reads.
Worst segment ever.
What?
Our next letter reads, Dear Oracle. My problem is my girlfriend's best friend. Her best friend is another dude, but that's okay with me because he's gay. Problem is he's one of those over-the-top gay dudes. Most of the time it doesn't bother me because he's friggin' hilarious. But when my buddies are over for the game or whatever, it seems like she always has him there. I guess she gets lonely or some crap like that. Because of all this, my friends now constantly ask me how my, quote, boyfriend, unquote, is doing. And stuff like that. I'm really getting pissed, but I don't know how to tell her that I don't want him around when my buds are over. Help, Eddie. Signed, P1 Eric from La Jolla. Eddie?
Wow. Dear little house with a fairy. Well, I can't imagine for the life of me why your buddies would make fun of this guy. Is it perhaps the pungent smell of lavender candle that hits them as soon as they walk in the door? Or maybe it's because he constantly is dropping quarters in front of the TV so he can bend over in his briefless hot pants and roller skates. I don't know, Sky. What do you think?
I doubt either of those things happen.
Well, you want to know how to get rid of this little Congressman Foley? Pretty simple. I actually have a surefire plan that always works. It's only going to cost you $10 plus shipping. And your wife is going to thank you, too. Or your girlfriend, whatever you are. After you send me the money, I'm going to have Mr. Sky pack up and ship one of Sky's granny outfits. You know, her regular clothes. Now, have your girlfriend put the get-up on before Sir Swish-a-Lot gets there. Now, she's going to cry at first because, let's face it, no woman alive under the age of 50 wants to look like they've completely given up their sexuality.
But, this isn't about me, right?
May I finish? But once the Marquis de Sodomy sees her dressed like Sky, he's going to rush her right out of the house to buy her some new clothes. Something from this century, maybe.
Now, I'd like to be comfortable, okay?
Yes. That's, yes.
And warm.
They're going to be gone all day, so.
Yes.
And you're welcome.
Yes. Dude, you didn't help them, and you totally insulted me.
Eddie!
What a jerk.
That's right.
It was a win-win.
Yeah.
How dare you?
He helped two birds with one stone.
No one was helped at all. Not even close.
Oh, but there it is, Sky. Can you hear it?
Shut up with that.
Way out in the distance.
Martin Luther King?
I can hear it coming up Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Hey, enough with that.
It's the sound of healing.
Oh, you're welcome, San Diego.
There we go.
Another classic.
Sorry, we're all trying to eat lunch
so
while we're on the air.
This food is amazing, dude.
Yeah.
So good.
We are ready to world premiere a new song.
What?
Yes, do it.
We are ready to world premiere a new song.
Yes.
A Mikey Show production. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Ham Eater.
Oh no.
Sky,
put on your headphones.
Put your headphones on.
The woman's name is Sky. The liberal hungry type. She knows what to do. She dealt with ham before.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Sky. Oh, you're so funny and fun.
She's burning a flag, but her mind is on the board.
I've never burned a flag.
Mikey Marathon, brought to you by Fox 6 News on KIOZ, San Diego's rock station, Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m.
What happened to Kobe from Papa Roach?
He actually did call while we were doing the Boston Rob stuff, so he said I asked him if he'd call back later.
That's cool. Lou Bush says that he will be in 1 hour.
Why does that elicit laughter?
Because we know that he is very rarely actually on time. Right, Eddie?
That is true.
Eddie said last season, sometimes he would show up to the pregame show during the pregame show.
While we're on the air, he'd walk
in. Hey, guys, what's up? Like, how you guys doing? What are you guys up to?
What's going on here?
Oh, are you doing a pregame show?
Yeah,
mind if I join you?
Please, sit down. Have a seat.
Oh, cool. Let's talk some Chargers. I love it. So he'll be coming in. I'll tell you what I'd like to do right now. I'd like to do a little something like this. P1 Balderdash. All right, here's how P1 Balderdash works. What you do is you call us right now at 570-1053, and it's just like the real game Balderdash. We're going to give you fictitious stuff, but mixed in with the fictitious stuff is one real thing. And you have to distinguish what the real thing is. Pretty easy. 570-1053 is a phone number. So call us right now, and we will give you, what do we give, Sky? We give like a word. We also give a person's name.
And we give a law.
And we give a law. Mm-hmm. Sky will read them to you. Now, three of them are false.
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 False. One of them is real. So myself, Eddie, and Sean, we write fake ones. And there's one real one. Ashley. Ashley.
Yeah.
Phone's
ringing. Oh, hello.
Yes, Mike.
Yes. What can I do for you?
Go for it.
What can I do you for?
Yeah. Mikey Show, who's this?
Hey, this is P1 Nick Danger.
P1 Nick Danger.
Oh, my.
Danger's his middle name.
That's right, it is.
All right, Nick Danger. Sky, what's up first?
We got a word first today.
And what is a prize, Eddie?
We got more Tenacious D movie passes for the premiere.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. The word is allopile. Allopile.
Allopile.
Got that?
Allopile.
Mm-hmm. Allopile.
All right.
Okay. Number one, allopile. Appearing on one episode of Gomer Pyle, actress Nancy Lepogia played allopile, Gomer's deaf sister.
Oh.
Lepogilla?
Yeah, wait,
your turn yet, sir. Why aren't you mad? I don't know how to pronounce her last name, Nancy Lepogilla.
Can I see it?
Why can't you pronounce words?
Eddie, that's a great question.
Because I had pneumonia in the fifth grade.
Every time. He uses that every time. I love it.
That's when we were learning how to pronounce stuff.
That
how do you pronounce that last name, Mike?
I don't know the way that you are.
How do you say it, Mike?
Appearing on one episode of Gomer Pyle, actress Nancy Lepogia.
Lepogia.
Yes.
Close.
Nancy Lepogia.
The blah, blah, blah.
Allopile? Allopile?
Yeah.
Allopile?
That's what she said.
What?
How did you don't even get the first word right? First letter?
Sky,
you're brutal. You're
I think you missed all of fifth grade.
I almost did.
Yeah, I know it. You had a sunburn.
Oh, no!
I had pneumonia, dude.
It's my bad. I thought you had just said
I
that you had
pneumonia
a sunburn
too. I didn't miss the grade.
I was out for like 3 months. Horrible. Okay, so the example for that definition
was it a second degree pneumonia or?
We're in the middle of a game, Sean.
Must have been third degree.
Some decorum, please.
3 months.
Go ahead and use the...
Third degree.
We're, the example for that definition is, well, golly, allopile, you've grown taller than a ragweed in a sunflower pot.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Definition number two for allopile.
Yes.
The Middle Eastern television version of Gomer Pyle.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on.
Hey, Ahmed, get the TiVo ready. Allopile is coming on at 8. Definition number three, allopile. A servant employed to remove unwanted armpit hair. Sky fired Ramsey once she found out he was not a certified allopile.
And I like it.
Finally, definition number four is the original name of the song Alligator.
Oh, that's awesome.
The song Alligator.
Alligator.
The sentence is.
Spit everywhere.
Spit coke out of his mouth.
The sentence is, the song Alopile sucks, but the song Alligator is awesome.
Oh my God, it hurts.
So to review.
Spit on myself.
To review, number one is an actress who played Gomer's deaf sister on one episode of Gomer Pyle.
What's her name?
I don't know. Number two is the Middle Eastern version of Gomer Pyle. Number three is a servant who removes armpit hair. And number four is the original name of the song, Alligator.
Which one is real? And try to get past the fact that Sky couldn't speak English.
No.
Well, I'm tempted to say the servant one just because I know how Sky loves her manservants. But
accurate.
I'm going to have to go with the fourth one.
Fourth
the
one.
Original name of the song, Alligator?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Yeah. Well, you can't believe so that's not the right one.
Right. Mikey wrote the first one about Gomer Pyle's deaf sister.
I came up with the name Nancy LaPaglia. Thought that would be kind of creative. And
right. Yeah, use like Smith or something next time, dude.
Oh,
you'll mess that up, too.
And Nancy Smith. Nancy Smith. Smith. You guys, I can't pronounce this. Smith. Smith.
Roger.
Just wait for them to finish, Sky. Just hold off for 1 second.
Popal.
They're almost done.
Smelly.
Hey boy.
Green.
What? Number two, the Middle Eastern version of Gomer Pyle was written by Eddie.
Dude,
we're thinking.
Scary
yeah, we're both
that?
Thinking Gomer Pyle.
And I thought I was so random.
By going
Gomer Pyle.
Yeah. Well, last week we were doing this, and I was like, oh, somebody is, you know, I go, Eddie's going to write for Boondocking. I go, Eddie's going to write something to Boondock Saints.
Right.
I did, and Sky wrote me back and told me that Sean did.
Sean already did it. Oh. So all three of you.
So all three of us would have done Boondock Saints.
Get out of each other's heads.
Number three, a servant to remove unwanted armpit hair is the correct answer.
Oh, come on.
That is the real definition. And then Sean wrote the original name of the song, Alligator, which made Eddie spit all over himself.
On line number two is P1 I Love Sean.
Oh, hello.
Oh, Sean.
Are you there, P1 I Love Sean?
Yes. Well, let me just clarify before we begin. I really do love Sean.
Is this his uncle, Dewey?
I just love Sean.
Okay.
Yeah, well, a big Sean fan.
Really.
I just want to let people know that this person's voice.
Sean, you love me too. I know this.
I doubt it.
This person's voice.
Yes. Oh, no.
You were creeped out when I did the tuck, backed up, put my arms up, and dropped my robe?
Yeah.
That's what?
Yeah.
I'm just saying this person's voice.
Don't you hurt my dog, Sean.
You don't know what pain is, lady.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're playing.
Can you help me put my couch in my van?
Sean.
I have a broken arm.
Okay.
Sean. Rubs the lotion on its skin or gets the hose again.
right. We're playing Balderdash right now.
Put the shot in the basket.
Wait,
no more.
By the way, for people that are listening for the first time, a P1 is an exclusive listener to the Mikey Show. When they call into the show, they turn their radio down, get to the point, and don't cuss. They listen for long periods of time. For instance, we're going to be on for 28 hours. And so what you're about to hear is a word, Sky?
No, this one is a law.
This one's a law.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you're about to hear a law, and Sky will have a portion of the law that needs to be filled in.
Right.
The blank will need to be filled in.
Okay.
I wrote one, Eddie wrote one, Sean wrote one, and one of them is the real answer. Right. Okay, P1, I love Sean?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Okay. In Texas, it is.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. I mean,
hold on. Penalty hold on the news, girl. Inability to speak the English language.
Can you just let it go one time? I have no problem articulating. There are just certain words that are a bit problematic. It's not that funny, P1.
It's
I
pretty
love
funny.
It's not that funny.
It's pretty funny.
Oh, no.
That's awesome.
Okay, and take two.
In Turksers.
Shut up. In Texas, it is illegal to put graffiti on blank, okay? So number one, in Texas, it is illegal to put graffiti on the giant hair of any blonde Texas bimbo.
What? It is illegal to put graffiti
on the giant hair of any blonde Texas bimbo.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Number two, in Texas, it is illegal to put graffiti on former Mikey Show boss Max Dugan's car, telling him what an idiot he is for firing a number one rated morning show.
That's got to be it. That's got to be the right answer, right? That's got to be the right answer.
Number three, in Texas, it is illegal to put graffiti on the home of a rival cheerleader.
Mm.
Number four, in Texas, it is illegal to put graffiti on another man's cow. Mm. So to review, number one is on the giant hair of a blonde Texas bimbo. Number two is on the former Mikey Show boss's car. Number three is on the home of a rival cheerleader. And number four is on another man's cow.
What's the real answer, P1? I love Sean.
Duh. Okay. The right answer, without a doubt, should be number three.
On the home of a rival cheerleader?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Oh, damn it.
Oh. Yeah.
Now, that one was written by Mikey. Number one, the giant hair, written by Sean. Number two, on the former Mikey Show boss's car, was written by Eddie.
Not that it's still on our radar. Not that it's still on our radar.
No, no, no.
Not
I mean, you're totally
here.
Over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we're over it completely.
Right, right. And number four is the correct answer on another man's cow.
There you go.
Hmm. What are you, about size 13?
P1 the head.
What's up, Mikey?
What's going on?
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. Sky, what is this one going to be?
This is a name this time.
Name.
Joe Pulo. Are we in agreement? The J is silent. P-U-L-O-J, like pool holes, but no S on the end.
If it's the last letter, I would say it's probably poulage. That's what I would say, poulage. But Pulo, okay. I don't know. I don't know that any of us
poulage. Know. Poulage. I'll trust you. You're, you know, better at pronouncing stuff than me. Poulage? How'd you say it?
Yes, I said poulage.
Oh, my
poulage.
God. I said
poulage. The theater. Stop.
Poulage.
Unbelievable. Poulage.
How does she
Joe
pronounce
poulage.
A Z for a J?
Poulage. Poulage.
Poulage? What?
Sky, did you miss the sixth grade, too?
Wow.
No, just the fifth.
Wow.
Holy Toledo.
You missed the hearing class, too?
Okay.
Okay.
Number one.
Maybe hooked on phonics might be a solution.
Jeez.
You're
brutal.
You guys are brutal. How about
you,
that?
How about that?
Well,
how
okay, about, we accept.
Okay,
fine,
cool.
We are.
All right. Well, just for the record, I'm probably going to mispronounce it throughout this whole thing.
Okay.
Okay. Number one.
Go with poulage.
Poulage. Joe Poulage, a 19th century entertainer who could fart the opening bars of the French national anthem. And here's the sentence. Did you hear who's playing the opera house tonight? Joe freaking Poulage is fart C. McPoop opening for him?
That's so great.
That's number one.
Love that.
Okay, number two. Name of the person which the mascot Joe Camel's face is based on. Joe Pelage is really just as ugly as Joe Camel, maybe worse.
Wow.
Okay. Number three. The first Indian pitcher to ever record a cycle.
Hello.
We were playing a game, dude. I mean,
it's
a
loser.
We're in the middle of a fun time.
Jersey, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Have you been listening?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Did you hear the first definition of Joe Pelage?
Yes, I
did. And the second, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so number three. The first Indian pitcher to ever record a cycle in Major League Baseball. A native of New Delhi, he recorded the feat in 1976 while playing for the Chicago Cubs. And the sentence is, and you can hang a star on that Pelage home run Cubs. And then finally, number three, the name Boston Rob uses when talking about St. Louis Cardinal Albert Pujols in The Office. Example, hey, Eddie, did you see Joe Pelage hit that home run in last night's ball game? The guy would have been a great Red Sox. Okay, so to review, number one is an entertainer who could fart the opening bars of the French national anthem. Number two, the guy who Joe Camel, the mascot, is based on. Number three, first Indian pitcher to ever record a cycle in Major League Baseball. And number four is the guy who Boston Rob thinks is Albert Pujols.
Oh, God. I'm going with number two.
The Joe Camel guy?
Camel.
That is incorrect.
That's incorrect?
Wow. That was written by Sean.
Wow. You got to be kidding me.
Right. Number one, the could fart the opening bars to the French national anthem. That is correct.
Oh, my.
That is the real one. Number three, about the Indian pitcher, that was written by Mikey. And the final one, about B-Rob, that was written by Eddie.
Fantastic. Sorry, Jersey. You know what? I thought you were right.
I thought I was right, too.
I'm sorry.
So, again, no winner, right?
No winner.
God.
P1 Eric. Oh, that's it. That was stupid. Well, this is my nap time. This is my nap time. I'm usually napping right now.
What? Yeah.
That's why I'm so out of it. It's 1:20 in the afternoon, by the way.
What does that mean? How much time we got left? How's that? Somebody do some math. Ah, Eddie. Not cool, man.
I don't know. 23, 22, 21 hours. Something like 21 hours left.
Jeez. That's crazy.
If you're just tuning in, Donald Rumsfeld has stepped down. They're replacing him with who?
Robert Gates, who's a former CIA chief. Robert Gates said today that he accepted the nomination because, quote, the United States is at war and the president called.
I just wonder why the head of the CIA. Like, why him?
Yeah, why is he the guy?
Maybe because he has very intimate knowledge of how things work in other countries, and, like, he knows underground stuff and secrets and stuff like that. Maybe that's why? I don't know.
Yeah, they said he was a CIA chief from 91 to 93. He's currently president of Texas A&M University. And he says that was the best job he ever had. So there it is. It
sounds like a buddy of George W.
That's what I was thinking.
Texas A&M. Yeah, break. Who do we have, Eddie? You can tell me.
Oh. It's Brent from Shinedown, who are actually in the Persian Gulf right now visiting the troops.
Wow.
And, of course, Shinedown playing The Rock Before Christmas.
Brent, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Good. You are in the Persian Gulf right now?
At the moment, we're in Kuwait. We just finished playing our first show about 2 hours ago for about 5,000 troops, and we leave in the next 6 hours to go to the Persian Gulf. I can't really, I can't exactly say where we're going just because of the military rules and stuff, but I can tell you that we're going to the Persian Gulf to do three more shows, so that's what I'm doing.
What time is it there?
Right now it is about probably like 1:45 in the morning.
Wow. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I heard you guys are doing a little marathon, something like 28 hours or something.
That's right. Yeah,
I guess I shouldn't say a little marathon.
Yeah, it's kind of a big marathon.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
It's 1:23 in the afternoon here, but...
That just happened.
That's right. How did the show go tonight?
You know what, I have to admit, it's probably one of the most amazing experiences of all of our lives, especially mine, because when this came about, and we did one show at Fort Bliss in El Paso, Texas, with the USO, and then we went to them personally asking if we could come over here to do this for the troops, because politically, you know, the band, you know, everyone has their own views, but the only reason we're over here is for the troops. I mean, because what these men and women do for us is, I mean, beyond anything that we could ever do, so that we can come over here and play for them and, you know, give them music and, you know, lift their spirits and, you know, give them something like that. And that's, I mean, it's really hard to talk about it because it's kind of set into me in the last, like, 2 hours. Like, it's gotten a lot more emotional for me because before we left the other day, it was like I didn't really have any emotions. It wasn't like I was scared or I was nervous or anything, but it's just kind of now setting in. And we just got done playing for about 5,000 troops, and it's so far been incredible.
Yeah, my guess is that they're probably freaking out for you guys and loving it.
Yeah, they've been, I mean, nothing but just the most genuine, today was just an amazing experience. I mean, we're really pretty much, you know, with the USO, we try to keep the schedule really, really tight because we try to do as much as we possibly can because we want to meet as many soldiers as we can, go to as many bases as we can, and, you know, be able to talk to, you know, as many people as, you know, while we're here, because, you know, a lot of the areas that we're going to, because we're doing four shows between this one in Kuwait and where we're going in the Persian Gulf, especially the next three shows, a lot of these, this military, as far as the people that we're going to see, which are a lot of Marines, they haven't been around civilians in a long time. We're actually on the second show going to be playing for a lot of Marines, and we're actually playing their birthday for the Marine Corps, which we were specifically requested to come and play for them. So that's going to be one hell of an experience.
We're talking to Brent from Shinedown. Eddie, you got a question?
Yeah, Brent, when you go to do the, I'm sure this is the first time you've been there, but does the military give you, like, special precautions? Like, do they walk you through anything when you have to go do stuff like this?
Yeah, they do. You have to be briefed, and you have to, there are a lot of rules. And as far as, like, you know, what you can take pictures of, what you can video, what areas that you're not allowed to be with. I mean, we have we have four security officers around us at all times. You know, honestly, it's pretty crazy. You can't even go to the bathroom without an escort. And,
do they have to watch you while you do that?
No. They want to make sure nothing happens to you. You know, I mean, it's pretty. They try to make it as relaxed as they can, but at any moment something can happen. So, you know, you got to kind of be up on what's going on. But I mean, they've been absolutely wonderful to us, and so far everything's going off without a hitch. So, you know, fingers are crossed the whole time.
That's awesome, man.
Where are you from, bro?
I was born and raised in Tennessee, but the band's based out of Jacksonville, Florida, so that's where everyone met, and that's where the band was formed, so, you know, it's a Jacksonville band.
You guys big fans of Limp Bizkit?
You know what? I get asked that all the time, and all the guys in the band, aside from me and Barry, actually grew up with Wes and Sam and John and Fred. Brad actually knows Fred very, very well, and, you know, the couple of times I've met Fred, he's always been a really cool guy. You know, was I a fan or am I a fan? You know, I like some of the tracks, but, you know, what do you do? I mean, music's music. It's all universal to me.
You took that question the wrong way, I think. I'm a huge Limp Bizkit fan. Yeah, I think you think I was making
Well, the thing is that you don't normally get anyone asking about Limp Bizkit in a positive way.
Right. Yep.
Well, we have a recording here of Fred Durst on the answering machine of the lead singer of the band Taproot.
Oh, no.
And it's a very very friendly message. It's just a very friendly message.
Steve, Fred Durst. Hey, man. He fucked up. You don't ever bite the hand that feeds in this business, bro. And your fucking manager, so go bad, the fucking idiot.
Yeah, listen, it wasn't a good day for Fred.
No.
It wasn't a good day for him, you know. He's had better days. Hey, listen, is everybody over there, are they talking about what's going on with Rumsfeld?
I haven't heard anything, man. I really haven't. I mean, our days, Actually, I can't say days. I mean, this is the second. Well, this is the second day. Not really.
I will be the first to tell you. You probably don't know this. Today, Donald Rumsfeld stepped down.
Really?
Yeah, we just got that on the news.
How does that make you feel?
I don't know. I mean, we were talking about it here on the air, and, you know, if the president felt that that was the right move, and if Donald Rumsfeld himself kind of felt like that was the right move, then, you know what? Let's get somebody new.